I need a beer.
You understand, my time is very valuable, Bob. So thanks for having me. What are you drinking? Is that a 40?
Jesus, that is Christ. A 40. Yeah, that is a 40 of Steel Reserve right there. Like, because
I felt like I might be out of place on my broadcast here drinking Jaeger bombs, but also I'm sponsored by Jaeger. So like there's a whole thing where, you know, if you know anything about my post wrestling career, it mostly involves making fun of people and drinking Jaeger bombs.
This week on Bumming with Bobcat, we're raising a 40 of Steel Reserve and swinging verbal steel chairs with the modern day Renaissance man, the one and only Spiffy Sean Styles. Sean brings along the Jaegermeister as malt liquor mayhem meets old school wrestling chaos.
All right. This is Bum
Grab
Wine
a
Bob
drink, to an all new watch, of and subscribe. Bumcat,
right here on the Bum Wine Bob YouTube channel and on all your favorite podcast apps. We bring you the best of the worst in cheap booze, the bottom shelf, bum wines, beers, 40s, malt liquor, all the stuff you grew up on. We cover here each and every week on the podcast. So do us a solid and smash that subscribe button. Over 19,000 subscribers and counting as we inch closer and closer to the big 20K mark. Sooner rather than later is right around the corner. As we said, at 20,000, going to crack open the last can of Colt 45 Double Malt along with a few other goodies. I went out searching the other day, got some stuff, so we'll have it lined up for the 20,000 subscriber celebration. And right around the corner after that will be the episode 400 celebration. I believe this should be episode number 386. So within the next few months, we'll be having that here as well. So subscribe to the YouTube channel. It's free. Doesn't cost a thing. So tell your friends and help spread the word about the Bum Wine Bob YouTube channel. Whatever brought you to the dance, if it was the Shorts, Rodney, Johnny, Stone Cold, Norm, Simpsons, you name it, classic clips, nostalgia, we have it, the one stop here for you. But let's not waste any more time. Let's bring in Mr. Malt Liquor himself. There he is there, pounding down that beer. Roadhouse is here, man. Roadhouse, how you doing?
Man, I tell you what, I am ready to just BS and talk. I've had a busy day, and I'm ready to just unwind.
Ready to unwind here, and don't forget, we are the number 5 ranked drunk podcast in the United States of America, so cheers to that.
I don't know who put that poll on.
Yeah, I don't know who ranked the list there. The top 30 drunk podcast in the U.S. And we were ranked number 5. Bummy Bobcat was number 5 on the list.
Respectable.
So we have something to strive for. Now we can try to aim for that number 1 spot. So so watch out, guys. Anybody else on that list? Out. We are coming for you there. But that means that means we should crack open some more drinks.
Yeah, I agree.
Have some and get the drinks flowing here because we have a reputation to uphold here. And we need to get the drinks flowing here. Finish it off for a little pre-podcast drinks. So what'd you bring along? We're kind of doing another little grab bag of goodies here.
Yeah. And you know, like we discussed off air, you know, at the time of this recording, you know, it is February 12th, which was yesterday, was February 11th, which was 2/11 day. And I said, hey, maybe we ought to do this 2/11s for tomorrow's podcast. And me being a dumbass, I forgot to pick us up. So tonight I'm drinking Old Milwaukee and I got a tall boy of Rolling Rock on deck.
Okay. All right. Yeah. So I did follow the plan, and luckily only because I did have it on hand in the fridge already, because I had planned on stopping earlier today to pick up a few things and possibly a can, but I had sitting in the fridge.
Oh, wow.
Sitting there. I got the big boy here. We got the 40 ounce there of the 211. There we go. That nice glass there.
Yep.
And that nice, I should put it this way, with the 211 right there. The fancy, look at that. I mean, that's that great label where you can read right through the back of it there. So I'm not going to waste any more time.
No.
I'm going to crack open this guy. See, yes, there we go. Look at that. Look, getting it all. Look at the fizz right there. Look at that. Look at that bubbling up there. Just ready to be consumed.
And right that there. Is the proper shape of a 40 ounce of beer. That is the clear bottle, the proper shape. You know, the new rebranding and changing over. That,
I mean, like the.
It works with the King Cobra because it's always been in that.
But not the Colt 45, the St. Ides, all those other ones out there. But
I think seeing the St. Ides in a brown bottle hurt me worse than the Colt 45.
Yeah, it's tough. But we'll start off here. This guy here, a little high gravity, Steel Reserve action, a post 211, even though Roadhouse forgets what he wants to do. But he's got the backups there instead. All right. Cheers.
Cheers.
Ooh. Well, which also, this also kind of ties in because there was a friend of the podcast who left a comment. Actually, he made his own separate post on the Bum Wine Bob YouTube channel the other day. And he said, what up, friends? I just came across this video of someone saying no one drinks Steel Reserve because they think it tastes good. I told him he's wrong because that's exactly why I drink it. And he told me I'm wrong, which of course I'm not. So this was another beer review channel on YouTube. This guy posted a short about Steel Reserve, and he's like, hey, I get why you drink this because, you know, it's 8%. It's going to get you fucked up. He's like, I totally respect that. If that's your thing, that's why you drink it. I get it. But he's like, nobody's going to drink this for the taste. So our buddy here, and I think he was one of the ones, I don't know if he was one of the ones that was asking about the Depends challenge or not. I'll have to look into this. But I went on there and I told him, I said, you're 1000% not wrong. I said, it's good. I said, I get where the guy's coming from that. Yes. It does. It could be an acquired taste for some people, the Steel Reserve. But it does get the job done. I mean, at the, 8.1%, it's going to get you where you need to be, especially, you know, in a tall boy or a big 40 ounce.
Yeah. And in my opinion, the Steel Reserve doesn't taste like an 8.1%. It's actually pretty smooth. It's got a good taste to it. You never would know it was 8.1.
No. I mean, I'm drinking this now and it doesn't have that high gravity taste to it. Now, it is different between the cans and the bottles, so you do have that difference. But drinking this now, I'm like, I don't get that 8.1% taste with it. I think it goes down pretty smooth. And then the bonus is the buzz you're going to get
as you
go down. Ooh, and that burp you get from it too. Man, that was good.
You don't get any like that. Yeah. You never get that out of you like that. That is a good one.
That's the Steel Reserve, man. That's what I mean, it's slow. I mean, come on, it says it's slow brewed for exceptionally smooth flavor. Extra malted barley and select hops for extra gravity.
Okay.
And especially once they went back to the glass on these guys, I mean, that just hits so much better.
Yeah. And by slow brewed, they mean like within 30 minutes.
Yeah.
That, you know, yeah. High gravity is, we've touched on this plenty of times, you know, there's a fine line between being like what 211 is. And you get to a point where it's like a hurricane or an earthquake where you have that apple finish to kind of distort. And you're drinking them for that reason.
Right.
You're not drinking it because of taste. I have no problem if... I know around here I used to be able to find 211 and 12-ounce cans. And it was no big deal to grab. You know, I didn't grab it because it was 8%. I grabbed it because it was there. It was available. It was cheap.
Yeah.
And it was good. And, you know, it got the job done. I really never, in the early days, I didn't pay attention to ABV at all.
Yeah. Yeah. Same. Same with me. Yeah.
And it seems like here... In the last few years of drinking, we've focused on ABV quite a bit, and it takes away the focus of just drinking and having a good time.
Yeah,
that makes sense. If I'm,
we're more aware of it, and just because we take the time, you know, we're experts, but you know, we're refined and we look into this stuff now.
Yeah.
That years ago you would have just said, okay, you know, Steel Reserve. I mean, it has right there, you know, 8.1%, but we wouldn't be going on and saying, oh, this is 8.1, you know, the King Cobra, this is 6%. You never paid attention to it. It was okay. What was cheap? And what did you enjoy drinking? I know a lot of times, I'd see the six packs of the 12-ounce Steel Reserves, and I mean, they'd be like $4 or $5. I mean, like really cheap for it. And even the tall boys of Steel Reserve are always in that like $1.49 to $1.99 on the high end.
Perfect
of it. For it there, which is great, because I was out searching and in my travels this past week, and as we said we're getting ready for, you know, once we hit 20K subscribers here, we're going to crack open the last can of Colt 45 Double Malt. So I made a stop the other day, and the store had both the regular Colt 45 cans and the high gravity cans.
Okay.
So of the new, you know, 25-ounce variety. So I picked up one of each. So we will do the final Colt 45 trifecta of the three once we hit 20,000. And I mean, the Colt 45 cans, I mean, I think it was $1.49.
Yeah.
For the tall boy of that. And they also did have the earthquake there as well, which I was surprised, which that was, I think, either $1.89 or $1.99. So that was more expensive than the Colt 45, which I thought was a little surprising, because usually that's more on the cheaper side.
Right.
In most stores over there. But then I did find another gem in the same store as I was going around. This was the same spot a few months back that I had found the gold Schlitz high gravity malt liquor there. And then I looked in the cooler and they had the six pack of the Blue Bull, six pack of the 16-ounce Schlitz malt liquor Blue Bull cans, and only $4.99 for a six pack.
You picked it up, right?
Yeah, I got it. I got
definitely. Yeah. I knew you did.
Yeah. Yeah. I got that. I was going down. I'm looking in and I looked, it's like right next to like the PBR.
Yeah.
And I was going through, and because I went to the cooler first, I was looking at the tall boys because I knew they had the gold and And somebody had reached out to me because he saw I had gotten the gold 25 ounce can. And he's like, oh, can you send me an empty can of it? He has a collection of all the different varieties of malt liquor. And he's like, I haven't found these. He's like, I saw you posted this a few months back. Can you get one and send it to me? I'm like, yeah. I mean, I have the one here. I still had the one can saved. He's like, oh, if you can get the Blue Bull in 25 ounce, you know that, and if you could find a red bull, I mean, I've never seen one before of the red, so I'm like, that's probably not going to happen, but I'll try. Yeah. If I find one, I'll send one your way. So I went back to the store that had the high gravity Schlitz, and I looked at the cooler, and they still only had the gold can, and I'm like, okay, no blue one yet. And then I start moving around, and then you know how it is. You do that double take when you're looking through.
Yes.
And then you go past, you go back, you're like,
did I really see that?
You're like, wait, what was that over there? And I see it. I'm like, oh shit. I'm like, wow, a six pack of 16 ounce of Blue Bull, the Schlitz malt liquor cans for $4.99. I'm like,
yeah.
I'm like, wow, that's great, because that's a six pack of 16 ounce for $5. And they were doing, I think, a four pack of Colt 45 16 ounce cans for $5. I'm like, look at that. The six pack for $5. I'm like, sign me up any day of the week. So, I mean, I got the six pack. I got the two Colt 45 cans. And I think it was like $9 total. Yeah. So that's a good day when you can walk out of a store with that and only spend under $10 for it.
So at one point in time, there was a little Save-A-Lot grocery walking distance from the house when we lived in Louisville. And they had eight packs of Colt 45 12-ounce cans for $4.99.
Ooh.
And I was like, oh, hell yeah. Something about that eight-pack, I bought it, gave me one of the worst headaches I've ever had. I don't know. I didn't buy another one again. And they were there all the time, and just at that one location. So I was like, I mean, it was a pounding, thumping headache. And I'm like, I know it can't be the Colt 45. I'm so used to drinking it.
Yeah. But,
and it's crazy. But
yeah, I mean, it was just a bad batch or something. Was
it could have been, but you know, it was that bad that I didn't want to buy any more of it.
Yeah.
And I'm not a puss. But I'm going to crack open my Rolling Rock here. Just I've been sitting on this for a couple weeks now, and it's time to get rid of it.
Yeah, it's oh, there you go. Now there you go. Breaking out the 25 ounce there, the Rolling Rock over there.
Yep.
All right, see, that was a good one. That worked out there.
I like how at the top it says one extra ounce. Like you're gaining it. One extra ounce.
Well, that's how they get you with that one extra ounce. And I have been out there looking for the, as we talked about, the Bud, the anniversary pack.
Yeah.
With those cans, which I was out there looking for at the same time. Haven't found it yet, though. I've been keeping an eye out for it just to see for the nostalgic, for the throwback cans over there. But what I also did pick up was the, which I know I've said that I've seen it before. And that was the, as we were talking about the new St. Ides in the brown bottles, I had picked up one of those as well. Only one spot that I've seen it at. It was the same spot that had the Colt 45 brown bottles over the summer, but they didn't have any Colt 45 this time around. There was no Colt 45 there, but they did have the St. Ides. So I picked up one of them, and I still have one of the old St. Ides 40s, one of the clear bottles in the fridge. And I know our, I think it was our buddy Big Rome had seen it in one of the pictures I posted. And he's like, hey, when are you going to do this? And I said, I wanted to get both of them to do them side by side. And when I said, I was like, oh, well, maybe for episode 400, I might do both of them side by side.
Yeah.
So we'll see. So that's something to stay tuned about over there.
And I'll try in my travels. I'd love to find another St. Ives, but in the meantime, I'll just keep searching. You know, it's not something I can find anymore. It's gone.
Yeah. And the one spot where I got the Colt 45 and then had the high gravity bowl, they do have the St. Ides tall boys there too. So maybe the next time around I can pick one up and send that over your way. So we'll see. But you know, we're going here, we're talking about this, and we have somebody that might be joining us here that maybe can't tell time on his side. And we can, I like, he's got a very colorful name for himself over here as he seems to be getting himself situated here. And that is, look at this here. I mean, I guess he's called Fuckface McGee over here. I'm also a Spiffy Sean Styles here, which I've seen you had a little bit of a busy evening, I guess.
Am I on? I'm in demand.
You're
very in demand.
Yeah.
It happens. Like, if you are an international superstar like I am, like, you understand my time is very valuable, Bob. So thanks for having me. What are you drinking? Is that a 40?
Jesus, that is Christ. A 40. Yeah, that is a 40 of Steel Reserve right there. Like, because
I felt like I might be out of place on my broadcast here drinking Jaeger bombs, but also I'm sponsored by Jaeger, so like there's a whole thing where, you know, if you know anything about my post wrestling career, it mostly involves making fun of people and drinking Jaeger bombs.
Okay. I mean, that's a good way to live your life.
Yeah.
Over there.
Well, and well, for a while it is, but at some point it's not. It's like the guy that smokes like 3 packs a day. Like, oh, thanks. Shout out to Uncle Lou, who somehow did that and drank a bottle of Jack Daniels and also lived to be 100 years old. So, you know, what do I know? I'm just a guy with good hair that, you know.
Hey, sometimes that's the key to life right there. Sometimes people say, like, there was that old lady that one time that was like 100 something. She's like, oh, yeah, I drank a beer every day. Or yeah, something.
A shot of whiskey every day.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, I did this stuff all the time, and they lived over 100. So maybe that's the key. That's what people say.
Sorry, Bob. Roadhouse, are you drinking a Rolling Rock, like an actual, like? So I live in Latrobe. I live a stone's throw from the actual Latrobe Brewing Company.
It's nice.
Rolling. They're not there anymore, but that was as everybody tells me. When I moved out here, that used to be a thing, which is part of, you know.
Yeah, Rolling Rock is heavy in my rotation.
Yeah, so it's a classic. It's a go-to. It's a basic beer that we always go back to. But let's give you a formal introduction. Now we'll pull back the curtain here.
Yeah.
A little bit that, you know. We might have had something scheduled for a little bit earlier. Somebody might have gotten sidetracked.
I swear to God, I had no idea. I was on another show, and I swear to God, I was leaving a review for that show. and saw, oh crap, that might be right now. But I think somehow, Bob, I feel like that seems like it's canon for your show, where it's like, I didn't even think I was supposed to be here, but here we are.
Here, yeah, that's it. Hey, we do it. We do it. I mean, it's always fun. The unexpected is always fun here, and we like it because we're sitting here, we're waiting, and we're, you know, we're BSing beforehand, and then we're like, okay, you know, let's just do our own thing. Well, we shoot the shit as it is all the time. We're like, okay, if he shows up, he shows up. If not, we always say we'd be drinking as
we're going to do it anyway.
No, you're making this seem like some weird thing where it's like, you know, like a girl in a bar. I'm like, you know, well, oh, she said she was going to call. And like,
yeah.
Bob, like, I'm not that girl.
I swear to God,
man. Like, I don't want you to have trust issues, man. I'm sorry. It's okay.
It's all good.
Hey, I got there eventually. We're here now.
You made it. You made it.
Let's focus on now.
Focus on the now. Yes. Thank you.
That she didn't Snapchat you back and whatever. Like look, we're on the trust tree, guys. It's okay.
This is the dude. We got the dudes here. You know, we're all good. We got our drinks. Our drinks like, flowing here.
Like American dudes. Like what kind of?
Yeah.
Sorry. Yeah, I mean, that's an old wrestling reference. I'm sorry, guys.
I was gonna say, we can give you the proper introduction here. You know, he calls himself the modern day Renaissance man, an entrepreneur. I know you work in many different fields: voiceovers, acting, musician, professional wrestler, podcaster, Spiffy Sean Styles, or as he's going by here, Fuckface McGee.
Fuckface.
Whatever you want to call him there. He made his way.
Listen,
here.
Hey, it's not what I want you to call me. I just, I'm very much a finger on the pulse. I understand what most people know me as.
Okay.
But I'm happy to be here. Oh my gosh. Yeah.
And as you said, okay, you said you're drinking a little Jaeger bomb over there. So is that your usual go to?
So, oh my gosh, Bob, out of the gate. So I was a professional wrestler for 25 years or whatever like that. So that's where Spiffy Sean Spiffy comes from. That, aka mostly Fuckface, comes from that. But as a performer, as an entertainer, my band started about 15 years ago, and it was just supposed to be to get, like, you know, free beer and meet girls. It was never supposed to be like an actual thing that became, you know, a gimmick. So when it did, my drummer at the time was a guy that drank a lot of Jaeger. And this is right around like 2009, 10, whatever like that. So Jägermeister was sponsoring like the Jaeger Country Tour, or the Jaeger. It was a Monster Energy and Jaeger, and it was right around then when
I know that time frame. Yeah, when it was like Monster everything, Jaeger everything. We're doing tours all over the country. Yeah,
I'm still on tour. Nobody told me like it's like
yeah.
Are we done? I mean, all right, cool. I get to sleep finally. But Jaeger was asking for like kind of like branded entertainers, bands at that point. And typically like when you do like kind of like a branded hey, we want to be sponsored by you guys, like there's a kind of thing where they go, all right, well, let's see what you guys do. We'll look at your schedule. We'll look at your show, your presentation, all of those things. And we did that sort of process with Jägermeister. And when I got to the application part of that, I believe the application literally was, hey guys, thank you. My drummer's blood type is Jaeger. And they go, we're gonna put you on like a trial run for like 6 months. What we want to do is we're gonna send you some shirts and whatever, and send us back some pictures of whatever you guys enjoying Jaeger. And I immediately was like, well, we were doing this before.
Yeah, sure. It was cool.
So literally in that conversation, they're like, all right, well, we'll send the contract over.
Yeah.
I think we can waive that for you guys.
Okay. You guys are legit. I see the.
You understand the assignments. You know what I mean?
You know what needs to be done over here. So, okay, we're good to go then.
Well, we try. Back then, we tried.
Yeah.
Yeah,
we used to do shots of Jaegers, fill up whole solo cups with Jaeger and just shoot the whole cup. That was our shots.
Oh my God, Rudhus, listen, I'm not rushing your fraternity. I get where you're at. it was a simpler time.
Around about the same time frame, 09 to 12, somewhere in that range. We walk out to the car, leave the bar, go out to the car, and crack a bottle of Jaeger and get four or five solo cups, fill them all the way up to the top. So we shoot them all and go back in the bar. Kill the whole bottle at one time.
No, that's the way to do it.
Here's the messed up thing. And he's not wrong. Here's the messed up thing. Not messed up thing, but like we're all in the trust tree. But like, as Roadhouse told us, I still drink like I'm a broke 22-year-old. You know what I mean? Where I'm like it's $3 green tea shots over whatever. So going through that, like where it's like you have that sort of like pregame. And in Pittsburgh, we had a place on the south side that had this is again 20 years ago. $2 bombs, not even just Jaeger bombs, just bombs, $2 bombs until midnight. And after a minute, it became a shit show as the kids were there. Yeah. But back then, but we would go there. My friends and I would go there and set up and have a little. This is before I was even a pretend rock star / professional wrestler / international superstar. But this is I'm just a kid. You know what I mean? I'm just a girl living in this world.
In a little girl's world.
As we all are. Really? Yeah. We all are. I mean, it's true.
I think my
assistant, she's sleeping mostly. It's okay.
It's all right. It's okay. It's all right. Yeah. We always say, you said this is the you said the trust tree. We always say this is a judgment free zone here, is what we call this on the podcast.
Well, that's all. That. Planet Fitness. Do you work for?
Yeah. Well, we're not doing this. Yeah, we're hitting the gym as you can expect us to be, over here.
Yeah, Bob. I was looking at you, you guys. I was like, oh my gosh, all of us are like just guys that are just very swole. We're just very. Yeah. Working on our fitness here.
Yeah, well, I was gonna say you have us beat on that. I mean, you've been in a professional wrestling ring before, and you've done it.
I've been in my underwear in front of 10,000 people. That's a very different thing.
Yeah, I have not done that. Roadhouse has not done that.
So I have done it. I'm not in front of 10,000 people.
Well, yeah.
But I went down to Memphis, and me and a couple of friends all went together.
Don't you Memphis me, ring. Bob. What?
We bought a wrestling ring down in Memphis, Tennessee, and brought it back here to Kentucky and set it up in my backyard. And we would have matches in the backyard, and then people would come down the road and see us out there throwing down, and they would pull over and and come up and watch us just play. And we were just playing. We weren't doing anything.
I don't know that professional wrestling should function like a yard sale roadhouse.
I get it. So some of the people that come out and would bump in our ring actually started Salt River Landing Wrestling Federation, and they would do shows in this fucking crazy ass armory. But it all started in my backyard. But yeah, that's I should find those pictures. I was holding
If you had that, that'd be nice to see. Let's see some of that if you happen to come across those pictures.
Yeah, because back then I was the, you know, I transplanted to Kentucky from, you know, Cleveland, Ohio area, Akron, Ohio area.
Oh, see, that's, I
listen. And I was the Cleveland crippler. This is back in 95. Canadian crippler? Yeah. And then, you know, what was funny was what I wore to the ring years later ended up being like Conan's. I had khakis and a wife beater on.
Like Conan? Like Conan? So
not Conan the Destroyer.
Conan O'Brien?
Conan the freaking
Conan the wrestler. I was like,
the wrestler.
The thing is, you guys both had your Conan thing, and my Conan thing was we were wrestling in TNA 20 years ago, and Conan did so he had a move where he did like a weird somersault, clothesline, and if you notice, it was. Right across my nose is that match. One of the matches I had in TNA was Conan hitting me in my face.
So that was my attire at that time. And then, you know, a couple years later, probably like 4 years later, I see Conan come out and he's, Olale, viva la raza. Yeah, we were doing it just because we liked wrestling.
It seriously, it's how I got started, like very unintentionally. Like so, if you look at Spiffy Sean Styles online or wherever you find me, if you see me on Facebook or MySpace or if you see me on Tinder, please swipe right. But like that was where it was. So I was 18 years old. I was a kid when I moved back to Pittsburgh and got to be on TV for a local independent wrestling place. Like it was a Shotgun Saturday Night, if you guys are that age.
Yeah.
And then it was after that was like my dumb baby face, my very sweet, unimpressionable, like whatever. And then as I was a commentator on television, they realized I'm also 6'1" and like 235, as a kid I was. And, so I became a tackling dummy through the training of that. So when I got to TNA and Conan and Arch, I forget what Ron was called back but literally I think we wrestled Conan, R-Truth, and I think it was the Road Dog. It was like a
the Three Live Crew was the.
Is that what it was?
Three Live Crew. Three Live
Brother,
Crew.
I don't know. Like So people ask me all the time like about my wrestling past my uncle Alan / AJ just retired. So Uncle Al and I knew each other all the way back from I'm gonna say NWA Wild Side or NWA Worldwide or whatever it was. So the
AJ Styles, yeah, NWA Wild Side, yeah.
Do you, is that Bob? I'm not trying to say this. Do you guys know all the old school wrestling stuff? I swear to Christ, I apologize, guys. Is that
I'm 53 years old?
Yeah, I mean Roadhouse of some. I mean, I know a lot.
Sir, I apologize, Roadhouse. You don't look a day over 65, dude. Thank you so much for being here. I'm so happy to have an opportunity to like to hang with you.
Yeah, so wrestling, I mean, we grew up on it. It was our everyday thing, you know, with my siblings from when we were single digits.
Where are you from? Are you from down south?
I live down south now. I'm originally from Akron, Ohio.
All right, so I'm a Pittsburgh guy. My band has played at the Axel Hall of Fame in Canton. So here we go, Steelers. Here we go. We don't do politics. We don't do how many more championships my team has versus whatever respective teams you guys follow. That's fine. Don't tweet. It's fine.
No. I just know that, you know, I'd live another year to let the Browns let me down. But
oh my gosh. One of my favorite things in the entire world.
Pittsburgh Steelers toilet paper.
See,
that's the beauty of sports.
Yeah.
Bob, you see what, like, listen, Bob, you watched me walk in here with all this respect. I said, I was like, hey, and then this.
Good.
See, I mean, he walked in here. He walked in an hour late, but he did show up though. You know, so
hey, in my defense, I didn't know.
He doesn't know how to tell time.
Hey, guys. in my defense, I confused two different shows. Then
it's all right. You said it's a judgment free zone here.
Yeah, we're still okay.
You said you made it here. It's okay. It's all right.
Listen, thank you guys for thank you all for tolerating my nonsense. But for real, like that was
I just
started doing like podcasts and stuff like that because I wrestled for a little bit. And then a couple years ago I had more than a few years ago, I had, so I broke my neck. So I unintentionally broke my neck as a wrestler. And that was whatever it was. So yada, 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 Edge and I had the same surgery, which is a triple fusion neck surgery. So like, I had my C3, 4, 5, and 6 all kind of like, we're going to go ahead and put addition on your house. And that was last year on top of diverticulitis it was. So I was in the hospital for most of 2025. Wow. So the fact that I get to be here with you guys is, man, I'm just happy to be out there. So my wrestling character at this point is the last of the old school is the actual t-shirt you can get on ProWrestlingTees.com, by the way. You can. It's a / Swivy Sean. But also the kind of the modern day Renaissance man, which is what I've done as kind of a whole scenario for me. But where like I've had those experiences now, and I could still obviously wrestling is it's my heart again. Bless you, sir. Fuck, you're making me like thirsty more than anything. My wife is well, she died, but you know, we're here.
Did you get your vertebrae replaced with rubber and then have your gag reflex removed?
I mean,
so you can smack you on the head and it just goes,
just kind of.
No, I'm just busting your balls. I'm glad you're here, brother.
Well, I mean, you're busting whatever that was.
That's what I say to my friends. Every time they say, "I'm getting ready to go to the church,"
if you need to refill, if you need to refill your drink, you feel free to refill your drink. It's okay. We don't.
Yeah.
Bob, I feel bad that I was late, and thank you guys so much, and your listeners and whatever. They're like, the fuck is this guy like rolling in here? Like he's if you follow me on OnlyFans. Thank you. Yes, my feet are this. I mean, I'll do whatever at this point. I just want you guys to like me. It's part of my personality. I just want
you to be my friend. That's it. I just need some friends.
I'm a people pleaser. We talk about this in wrestling. I'm here just to try to. I just want to create a moment. I just need moments with you guys.
They always say everything's about moments these days. You got to create those big moments that people will remember you by.
Yeah.
And, well,
I the biggest moment I have right now is I've actually run out of beer. I've got to go to the other room to get more beer.
See? All right. So if we got it, take
a minute, guys. Everybody,
yeah, apparently, take a minute, refill. Yeah. Here.
That's what you got the veteran. He's calling the spots right now, y'all. First of all, y'all, thank you all for having me. I apologize to my sponsor. if you guys, if you follow me on Facebook or MySpace, or if you see me on Tinder, please swipe right. I apologize that I didn't do a better job of putting myself over. As a professional wrestler, I should be better at doing that. That's literally what my job is as a performer getting on over. TV. Yeah, getting man. Over. I just want to get everybody it. Over, man. Like, so, well, I mean, listen, if you're going to be serious, like, I was never a great professional wrestler. But I am good at. Sorry, as I pour my.
There you go.
Focus on the essentials over there. You got to focus on the on the good stuff there.
We have. Listen,
there is a reason I showed up late, and it's mostly, you know, as most things are, you know, Jaeger's fault. You know.
Cheers.
Cheers. Yeah.
You guys, so thank you all.
If we go back to nostalgia of wrestling,
and if you keep on
the Bumwine Bob authentic T-shirt, what does it remind you of?
What does Bob's authentic T-shirt that I've never seen in my life?
Right in your face.
Oh, BWO. Like,
yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Yeah.
Shout out to my friend Brian / his very popular ex-wife. If you follow you know the not the porn tubes or YouTubes or whatever they got. Jasmine Sinclair is in.
Yeah.
She is responsible for me kind of being a man.
Really? When you're saying Brian, you meant the Blue Meanie, right?
I did. Yes. Bob, I'm so that was a little bit of a test. Thank you for knowing. So I'm from Pittsburgh. So I've done
very close to ECW country. I mean, well, Philadelphia, so, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Oh, so man. I have absolutely been in the 2300 arena. Actually, I was there for Ring of Honor a few years ago. Well, okay. Whatever it was, where my friend Tommy Dreamer and Bully Ray, we'll say, were there and doing that stuff. So we did a television taping there, and then Tommy got hit in the nuts, and it was a whole schmuck, guys.
It was a whole thing.
I mean, Jasmine wasn't there. Neither was the Blue Meanie. But also, coming from Pittsburgh, where ECW was also amazing, like wrestling to me is very romantic, and that's a very weird thing for people to say, like, as like that's my thesis. Like I grew up and made it a point to be like I'm on television as a commentator. I love this business. Eventually somebody will take me under their wing. That was weirdly a Samoan. So technically I am in the bloodline. You know, yeah. True. Yeah, weirdly, okay. True.
All right. Hey, all right.
Unintentionally, all right, true. So, Bob, so understand that I was lucky enough, and there's no other way to say this. I was lucky enough to get to carry. There was a tag team back in the 90s that fought the Steiner brothers a lot, and shout out to Braun Breaker. But before that, his dad and his uncle fought my trainer, which is Samu and Fatu. Oh, okay. And Appa. And like, so, yeah. And I'm... Okay.
Yeah. You're closely related to that bloodline, you know, the head shrinkers and how all they link up with Roman and all. Jay and Jimmy and the Usos there.
So, well, I met them when they were like 10 years old, which makes me feel like an asshole. But like, I think they did this at some point, like last year, didn't they do like a bit, they tried to do like some weird, like family tree.
Yes. Before the Roman, Cody match, the one where it was going to be The Rock, but then when The Rock kind of came in and they were doing that, then they had the big
Bob,
press conference.
Bob, yeah. Bob, I would never, without good reason, interrupt you on your show, but I do want to do this for very obvious reasons. So one of my best friends in the wrestling business is a guy who is widely regarded as one of the which is weird to say in wrestling, like, you know, but one of the toughest, like, if you're going to be in a bar fight, my friend, his birthday was yesterday, is a guy that you would get in a bar fight with. And that is
Al Snow. Oh, beg my pardon.
No, sir. Oh my God, it's like we should be entertaining for this. Thank you, Roadhouse. Listen, between you and me, we can all use a little bit of head.
Yeah, that's true. Right. Yeah, you're not wrong. You're
it's
not
everybody
wrong.
Want.
Yeah.
Head. Also, now that I'm down this tangent, happy birthday to not the guy that I had this story about at all, but also that fuckface Roadhouse said whatever. The trainer, my original OVW trainer, my mentor, one of my best friends, is a guy called the Hustler, Rip Rogers. His birthday was yesterday. Okay. Yeah, not where I thought we were going to be, but now, you know,
here we are. We're here.
But also the original thing, I feel like
I'm going back around to where we started.
We wasted a good happy birthday on you.
Who else's birthday? Do we have any other birthdays to celebrate here this week? I don't know. Who else can we celebrate mine, birthday?
I mean,
all right. Who's the original one you were originally going to be bringing up?
That's I just call him King. But that's a guy who is widely regarded as the baddest. Can we swear on this thing?
Yeah. Go for it.
Oh, the baddest motherfucker. That, you know, I'm sorry. The fair hard F. That's my king. Haku King.
Oh, okay. Haku. King Haku. Okay. King Haku. Like, okay.
Yes.
I thought you were going to say Scotty Too Hottie.
I didn't know Scotty Too Hottie was a king, but I mean, maybe. I don't know.
Sorry, I'm going to stand back. No, I'm going to dig around and find some stuff.
Yeah, Royce is going to go through his.
Okay, I'll say this
goodies here.
No, do that. While I
look at this,
unabashedly put myself over. So, I am by no means a name in the professional wrestling business. I'm so excited that I got to still do this. And by the way, if you're watching this, if you need somebody to do commentary or backstage stuff or whatever, like I live in Pittsburgh, but I'm a Diamond Medallion status flyer. I like to travel. Please hire me. I don't want to do this for a living. I just want you guys to.
I don't want to be here. I don't want to be on here. I want to be paid.
We want dump trucks full of money.
Roadhouse show Sean nice here. House. Show him what you got there.
Yeah.
One of the old school. There we go. The Rob Van Dam, the RVD, ECW figure over there.
Still in the plastic.
God, I hate to. You know what? Here's the problem that I have all the time. You guys are awesome. This is not for you. it might be probably. It's going to be a strongly worded email, Bob.
Yeah.
But I was in Vegas, whatever it was, a few months ago. So Rob just had his kid.
Mm-hmm.
Katie, who was, how do you guys, so this is different for me because I'm an old school guy and, quote unquote, the last of the old school, the modern day Renaissance man. But so I broke into the business in 1998. So here we are.
I got socks older than that.
What?
I got socks older than that.
You should just, Walmart has, you get a 12 pack. Go ahead. $8, dude. I know that, brother. I had literally the same thing. I was like, I got underwear. I'm like, whatever the fuck you get. Like, they send you underwear every month, and it's great. It's like $10, and you get.
There
you
go.
I did. I have them. Listen, I'm not wearing. I'm listen on your podcast. I'm not wearing underwear now, but if I was, you know, they'd be something, you know, sort of like slightly exotic.
Hey, don't
Bob.
Worry about
like,
it. Unless they're sponsoring you, don't worry about it. Unless you got to plug it because they're sponsoring you, you know, don't worry about it. Like unless Jaeger sponsoring your underwear, I mean, then.
Well, I guess I have a text message to send.
That's there you go. Yeah, tell him. Anyway. Wherever you were going, I don't know where you were going with that.
Where I was going? Oh, my God.
I don't know. Where were you going? I don't know.
It's your show.
If I'm in charge of this, this is going to be bad for everybody. Sorry, Bob. Roadhouse.
It's
all right. Sorry.
It's all right. We will survive. We will find our way out of the paper bag over here.
No, listen, I'm going to be now that you brought it up again, I'm going to be I'm not going to sleep tonight because I'm like, oh my gosh, I was late to the party, and that's not, you know, like as the adult poster child for like ADHD, like I typically am very sensitive about experience, but also I'm super excited that I had the opportunity to kind of like explain like what I'm doing, and
put a
microphone in front of me. I'll do it.
I was gonna say, and the Jaeger bombs probably aren't gonna help you with not being able to sleep either tonight. I mean, with the Red Bull and the Jaeger over there.
No,
so.
Dude, Bob, you know the real thing. If you have whatever I have, and I don't believe in that, but if you have that, like, it's one of those weird things where it's like, oh, this guy's going to drink like an energy drink, and then he's going to like, now I can go to bed. That. You know, okay, we're done talking. I'm sorry, guys.
It's all good. It's all good. So what do you? So what
is
are you doing
words
now?
Where it's like I want to go to bed, but also I can't go to bed because of the thing. But also the thing's on the weight. You can't do the thing.
Hey, it's all good. So what are you doing? So what do you do? So are you still doing the wrestling now? Are you still? Are you still out there?
I've been fired from everybody that's ever talked to me.
Makes your life a little easier there. You don't need to worry about that. No phone calls.
No, hey, we had a good run, guys. Thank you all so much for in actual life. I'm blessed to be at a point in my career where I have an opportunity to give back to the business that I and we're doing this podcast and whatever. At the end of the day, we love professional wrestling, and I am so excited that I have an opportunity to go to these conventions and talk to guys like Bob and Roadhouse and do this where okay I. Yeah, no, you're right.
You're right.
It's fine.
It's all good. Hey, we appreciate it. We appreciate you taking the time to come out here. Even if you were late, but it's okay. You know, we make do. We're professionals over here. We found our way through. I got a little bit of my steel reserve to finish off here.
I'm gonna pull on this a little bit.
Oh, there you go. A little MD 2020 action over there.
Well,
to cap off
the Orange Julius, a little Orange Julius. Like, I'm
banana red, Orange Jubilee. Hey, both fine choices. Hey, do you want to tell Sean? Do you want to tell everybody where they can find you, where they can
yeah,
catch up with you, find out where all your good stuff is, music, wrestling. Please don't.
You're going to mostly yell at me about my old me and spandex, whatever like that. But if you do give a F, it's going to be SpiffySeanStyles.com. S-E-A-N, as you spell Sean, as the kids in Ireland say. So SpiffySeanStyles.com. If you want to book me to be your MC or your wedding or whatever you want to do, it's going to be at walkofshameband.com. We are one of the top wedding bands. Well, nope. I apologize, Bob. Walk of Love is what we call the wedding band. So, okay. Yes, Walk of Shame may be one of the best wedding, whatever. But if you have an aunt that is going to be like, why did you make a back hall walk of that? Walk of Love, Karen. Whoa. Shut up.
Yeah, it's that's perfect. Fine. Perfect branding right there. That's good.
You would think that I knew some part of that, Bob.
You kind of know what you're doing. I kind of get that from you, you know, from our brief conversation here today.
Yeah.
That you kind of know what you're doing out there between these multiple ventures.
Bob. I would have showed up on time, Bob. Thank you for, I appreciate you for trying
luckily this was not a wedding today. If this was a wedding and you didn't show up on time, you have some angry people out there. I mean, if you want to do a wedding with your band, mm-hmm. I am an ordained minister. I can perform the ceremony. I have the legal writings to do so.
Yeah,
out there. So I mean, we can always team up one day to do some weddings. You know, I can perform the ceremony. You can do the wedding. You know, the reception, the band. So
and I can bounce.
Yeah, and then Roadhouse will be checking people at the door to make sure they
Roadhouse.
There'll be no wedding crashers here with Roadhouse at the door out there. Roadhouse, you know, maybe just picking people at the venue out there. But hey,
you made it.
We're happy you made it in here. You know, late, but hey, it's okay. Hey, we don't care. This is a relaxed, safe space as we talk about it over here, a judgment-free zone. But you made it here at some point there. I got a little, that's that little tiny bit of that Steel Reserve 40S there to get through.
Come on, kids.
There we go. See?
Pinkies
that's
up.
That's the good stuff. That's the good stuff right there. So, hey.
Pinkies up.
Give Spiffy Sean Styles there a follow on social media.
Yeah,
out there.
Oh my God!
You know where we appreciate him showing up here. You know, hey, you got those Jager bombs going. Jager bombs, Jager bombs, Jager bombs. You know how it goes. Jager bombs. You know what happens when Jager bombs start flowing out. That's why Roadhouse myself. We knew better. We're like, we're not doing any Jager bombs here today, but.
How dare you, sir? If all the things I would ever say was like, okay.
Hey, you know. All right, you come back again, we'll do Jager bombs, okay? You want to do Jager bombs? You want to do car bombs? We can do that. We can find a way. We can do something out
there.
We can always find.
I'll do drink for drink.
Roadhouse does not back down from a challenge. If you want to challenge him for a drink for drink of Jager bombs or car bombs, whatever it is.
You ever heard of wrestling a bear?
What?
Wrestling a bear. We do Jager bombs followed up with Irish car bombs.
It's called a bear fight, sir.
wrestling a bear fights.
We should absolutely. Thank you guys for being so great to me. That's a whole
so much fun.
Yeah, we'll save that. We'll save that for part two. That'll be next time around. We'll save that there. So down there at down there. That's you know, Spiffy Sean Styles or Fuckface McGee, whatever you want to call him there. That's Roadhouse. Don't forget to subscribe to the Bumwine Bob YouTube channel. We got the good stuff here. The best of the worst, the bottom shelf. Bumwines, beers, 40s, malt liquor, all the good stuff on our way to 20,000 subscribers here on the YouTube channel. So for our buddy, our new buddy, Spiffy Sean Styles,
yeah,
for Roadhouse, I am Bumwine Bob. And until next time, cheers.
Cheers. Mother. Fuckers!
I need a beer.